It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
With each passing day, the human race falls further and further into completely uncharted territory. We will soon enough find out where we are collectively headed. The February 22nd installment of Global Alert News starts now. The following headlines can be searched and found online, generally from numerous sources. More in-depth reports will be covered in the later part of this broadcast. First, half of the population of China, 760 million, now locked down. And this, supply chain chaos unfolds at major Chinese ports as frozen meat containers pile up. Next headline, massive global shipping decline, which was already underway even before the coronavirus threat occurred. Another headline, dominoes are falling, China shut down to crush India's already crumbling economy. Another, quote, coronavirus could be knockout blow for Hong Kong's once thriving tourism and retail sectors. Another headline, China is sterilizing cash in an attempt to stop the coronavirus from spreading. Another headline, different part of the world. Iran may lock down several of its cities to contain coronavirus that has now surfaced there. While the inarguably engineered coronavirus continues to circle the globe, what's U.S. mainstream media showing us? Same with other first world countries. Nothing but scripted political theater, which unfortunately too many are still involved with and are thus not looking at the horizon in any way, shape, or form. Continuing, more headlines. Coronavirus could impact 5 million companies worldwide, new research shows. Cathay Pacific flags, quote, significant drop in first half profit, capacity cuts due to coronavirus. Another headline, Singapore Airlines to cut flights as coronavirus epidemic hits demand. Another headline, World Trade Organization gives somber goods trade outlook, sees virus threat. Another headline, Jaguar Land Rover's UK output at risk from coronavirus hit supply lines. Another headline, China virus threatens global antibiotics supply, European Business Group states. And again, without the coronavirus factor, which is clearly engineered, there's enough science report about this now to say this absolutely conclusively. Its DNA did not come from nature. But those in power and their media lapdogs would like the public to believe that this is the fault of a bat or a snake or some other reptile or perhaps melting glaciers or melting permafrost. And somehow this is nature's fault that the global economy is collapsing. But as we have stated at geoengineeringwatch.org for over a decade, biosphere and climate collapse will force societal collapse. Industrialized, militarized societies cannot function or be maintained without a constant devouring of the natural world for resources. And as those resources begin to wane and collapse, and the climate system, Earth's life support system, which has allowed the extensive food crop production, when that climate system collapses with climate engineering further fueling that collapse, then societal collapse is inevitable and imminent. On that note, more headlines. Japan isn't headed for recession. It is in recession. Another headline. Libya faces, quote, catastrophic financial crisis due to oil blockade, the fight over resources. From the UK Guardian, HSBC to cut 35,000 jobs worldwide as profits plunge. Excerpt from that report. HSBC has said it will slash 35,000 jobs as part of major shakeup as it issued a warning over the impact of the coronavirus outbreak in Asia. Another headline, one in three American workers runs out of money before payday. Excerpt from that report, a new study has found that at least 32% of people making over $100,000 in the United States runs out of money between paychecks and can't make ends meet in the, quote, greatest economy ever, end quote. Making America great again, grinding up what's left of nature to do so. Another headline, Pier 1 imports bankruptcy. Pier 1 files for Chapter 11 as it continues closure of up to 450 stores. Another headline, Singapore cuts growth outlook as virus poses recession risk. Another headline, gold price hits all-time high and euro yen is the US dollar next. again, can't eat that shiny yellow metal and economy and society collapses, what will be the greatest commodity? What you can eat. Another headline, Apple throws revenue guidance out the window on supply chain woes and sales collapse in China. Another headline, shares of European automakers slide after new car sales slump in January. Another headline on that note, European new car sales down 7.4% in January. Keep in mind, all these headlines can be easily searched online. Don't have time to cover all the sources. There are multiple sources on most of these headlines. Later in this broadcast, I will cover more dire headlines in more depth with sources, trying to cover as much data as I can in this broadcast. There is simply far too much to cover every week, but I'm trying to connect the most important dots, the most important pieces of the puzzle that will most immediately affect our collective reality. That's what Global Alert News is about. Another headline, General Motors is retreating from Australia, New Zealand, and Thailand. I could go on and on and on with the economic collapse headlines, but again, what should we ask is the most important commodity that is crashing around the world? Food. On that note, this headline, drought slashes Australian crop output to record low. This headline, locust swarms South Sudan, latest to be hit by invasion, food crops being devoured. Another headline, the return of the Black Death. Can coronavirus cause a population crash? I think that answer is clear. On that note, consider this comment from the quote, rice farmer, from the ricefarmerblogspot.com. Excellent source of non-political frontline dire news. Rice farmer said this, indeed, the world population is already stressed by heavy pollution, low-intensity wars, net energy decline, and a rapid failing of the global economy. At the very least, the virus is aggravating these existing problems, which will likely lead to many secondary deaths. Thank you, Rice Farmer, for that completely on-target quote. Two more headlines. What survivalists say you'll need in case of a coronavirus outbreak. Well, that's here, isn't it? And it comes down to bare necessities. That should be clear. Last headline, COVID-19 pandemic. The complacent are clueless. The fact that so much of the populations in first world nations are not taking anything seriously, not even willing to look at issues like the ramifications from this engineered virus, the coronavirus, or climate and biosphere collapse, or the climate engineering elephant in the sky above our heads. It's raining toxic materials down, contaminating every breath we take, completely disrupting Earth's life support systems. So many are not taking any of this seriously. It is too easy for them to dismiss any unpleasant news as being, quote, conspiracy theory while the walls close in around us. Question, were the SARS and MERS virus outbreaks orchestrated in a manner that was intended to desensitize many populations to the now rapidly spreading engineered coronavirus, a bioweapon, without question? And again, even without the biowarfare weapon of the coronavirus, converging catastrophes were already closing in from every direction. Collapse is not off over the horizon somewhere. It's kicking the front door in right now. Dozens more of the most critically important breaking headline reports in a moment. First, to each and every individual that is doing their absolute best to stay informed, to wake others, and to help turn the tide, thank you. More than I can say. As always, remember, it is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 237, February 22nd, 2020. In this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 AM, Sunday mornings, same time slot, repeat broadcast. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Another way to help us sound the alarm is to attend the GEM Fair events if you're on the west coast of the U.S. GEMFAIRE, Jim Fair continues to be an extremely dedicated ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Visit the geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth at all Jim Fair events. Get free geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials. Help us in this most critical effort to wake the masses. You can get into these events free if you tell them they're there to pick up geoengineeringwatch.org materials. Next event, Costa Mesa, very large event, February 28th through March 1st at the Orange County Fair and Event Center. The week after, Del Mar, California, March 6th through March 8th, the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Show up if you're near those areas, get the materials you need, help us to sound the alarm while it can still matter. Back to the frontline realities that few are yet willing to face. Unfortunately, the ongoing manufactured political theater of the absurd is being pushed in various forms by every mainstream media source. And to all those that are part of the mainstream media weapon of mass distraction, this message. Consider that you are every bit as much to blame for the unfolding planetary omnicide as the most murderous criminal elements that control governments. You, in mainstream media, are delivering their message, distracting populations from what matters until the brutal, bitter end. You and mainstream media are criminal accomplices to the crimes that are unfolding on countless fronts, including the omnicidal programs of, quote, climate engineering, which is nothing more than weather and biological warfare, nothing less than that, I should say. Media's continued marginalization of that issue and pretending that it's not happening is criminal. And one can only hope that once the climate engineering insanity and other crimes of unimaginable proportion, the 9/11 false flag event and so on, that when these crimes are finally exposed, one can only hope that a justifiably enraged population will hold those in the media legally and morally responsible for the part they have played in the criminal cover-up of these crimes. Let's get back to the parts of the puzzle that matter most, because even before the coronavirus struck, global collapse, biosphere collapse, abrupt climate collapse were already unfolding. This headline, World Seeing Catastrophic Collapse of Insects, again, something geoengineeringwatch.org has covered for over a decade. Now, finally, because it can no longer be hidden, mainstream sources are forced to cover the issue. Another headline from multiple sources. Fates of humans and insects are intertwined, warn scientists. That shouldn't be hard to figure out, should it? When you lose the pillars of life, from the plankton in the oceans to the insect populations of the world, when they can no longer survive, how long do we think we will be here? From that report, experts call for solutions to be enforced immediately to halt global insect population collapse. Sounds simple, doesn't it? But the planet has been decimated in the geologic blink of an eye. We are swimming in a toxic sea. Earth's protective atmosphere is being systematically destroyed day in and day out. And it's not just from climate engineering. Every rocket launch, the nuclear contamination of our atmosphere, nuclear bomb detonations, air traffic, period. Even if the air traffic wasn't dispersing the climate engineering solar radiation management materials, which they are, even without that, all of this activity in our atmosphere is destroying its ability to protect life on Earth. It's a mathematical fact. Any and every form of human activity that alters the energy balance of the planet or alters Earth's natural functions is a form of geoengineering. It's imperative, in order to retain credibility, to understand and acknowledge this fact that anthropogenic activity, i.e. human activity, has again decimated our once thriving planet. On that note, this statement from the Arctic News blogspot. It's a group of scientists, and they're completely off base on some things, I will admit, because they are calling for geoengineering to be done as if it has not already been going on for 70 plus years with catastrophic consequences. But nevertheless, this group of Arctic researchers is observing the collapse of Earth's life support functions, and their statements in that arena are valid and should be deeply considered. They stated this week. Are humans functionally extinct? The report states, species can be regarded as functionally extinct, quote, when their numbers have declined below levels needed for them to reproduce healthy offspring. This can occur due to causes such as loss of habitat and disappearance of other species that they depend on. But species can also be declared functionally extinct when they are threatened to be wiped out by a catastrophe that appears to be both imminent and inescapable, which would cause their numbers to dwindle below a critical threshold required for survival of the species. Report continues, rising temperatures now threaten most, if not all, species to go extinct in a matter of years. In 2020, the report states, the global temperature rise could cross the critical guardrail of 2 degrees C above pre-industrial that politicians at the Paris Agreement promised would not be crossed. In fact, they pledged to take efforts to avoid 1.5 degrees C rise. Their failure to do so constitutes a de facto declaration that humans are now functionally extinct and that the looming temperature rise will drive most, if not all, species on Earth into extinction in the coming years. Now, let's back up and examine part of that. The deception that we are still below 2 degrees C global temperature rise, 2 degrees C rise above pre-industrial temperatures. Data from the ground indicates we are past 3.5 degrees C right now, and we are in a runaway climate collapse scenario. The equation could not be more non-linear. That is imperative to understand as feedback loops kick in. Biosphere and climate collapse go exponential. Primary feedback loop, methane, thawing and releasing into the atmosphere, covering the planet like a layer of glass, pushing us toward Venus syndrome. And recent mainstream sources, including RTTV, tries, without fact or any verifiable data, to deny the methane buildup in the atmosphere, to pretend it's not really a problem. And how does that dot connect with Putin recently stating, just like the President of the United States, or the President of Brazil, of Australia, and all the other global elite cabal criminals, Putin also has claimed that there's no connection between human activity, or no known connection or verifiable connection, and what's happening to the planet. And such a statement is ludicrous. It flies in the face of all available data. Aside from what anybody says, me or anyone else, stand back and consider that the mathematical odds of this implosion happening to our planet and our climate at this exact time, in perfect lockstep with human activity, the human decimation of the planet, the odds of that not being human caused, these earth changes not being human caused, is a statistical zero. And as I've stated numerous times, those calculations have been done by statisticians. And the statistical odds of what's happening on our planet not being human caused is zero. And climate engineering is a human activity as well. And for those that still today, I am sorry to say, cling to the really irrational notion that human beings have not done this to the planet, I'm asking you simply to investigate. And to acknowledge this is not to agree with Al Gore. It's not to agree with carbon credits or all those who try to profit off the disaster. But because people are trying to profit off the disaster, does that mean the disaster was not real? Of course not. If people are profiting off the coronavirus scenario, does that mean the coronavirus pandemic is not real? When certain entities like the global banking cabal profits off of wars, funding both sides of conflicts, does that mean the war didn't happen? Does that mean that people didn't die? Of course not. We need to look through a clear lens. That is imperative. Because we are literally staring down, all of us, near-term human extinction, and likely we will take down the entire web of life with us on the current course. And near-term means extraordinarily near-term. More headlines. Let's add more pieces to this puzzle, and then let's get to what we can do. Each of us can and must do, is needed to do, in order to give us any chance of changing course. From enenews.net, this, about geoengineering. Quote, this is from last week, will rogue nations alter the atmosphere? Question mark. The report states, experts are looking at this possibility. Consider how absurd this is when we see what we see in our skies. But let me continue with this short report. A global debate over manipulating the atmosphere to reflect sunlight away from Earth is poised to accelerate when researchers release a report warning world leaders to become more familiar with the risks and benefits of climate engineering. First of all, there are no benefits to climate engineering. Climate engineering is nothing short of an all-out assault against Earth's life support systems and everything that exists in the web of life. Look up. Please, please look up. Ongoing climate engineering operations, its guys all over the world, are a blatantly obvious and rationally inarguable reality. Question: how total can programmed blindness be? For how much longer will the majority of populations choose to deny or ignore the climate engineering, aka weather warfare, aka biological warfare, occurring over our heads day in and day out? Filthy, hazy skies with jet spray dispersions that linger, spread, and expand? No, this is not condensation. It's a result of jet dispersed particulates. We are told that if SRM, solar radiation management, were to be deployed, it would look exactly like what we currently see in our skies. Yet we are told by official agencies and their bought and paid for science sources that we are not actually seeing what we are seeing. But on this subject, we have film footage up close of these aircraft, many of them military tankers, spraying at altitude with nozzles visible turning on and off. End of argument. End of any rational debate on the issue. Where do we go from here? Taken as a whole, the human race, with far too few exceptions, has treated our host, planet Earth, with unimaginable contempt. Making America great again. How tragic that so few seem to be able to see through such a propagandistic narrative. Earth's life support systems and the entire web of life have paid ever so dearly for the so-called American dream. And so much of the world has, unfortunately, also tried to emulate the American lifestyle of mass consumption. Along with America, other nations are, of course, also looting, plundering, pillaging, and polluting what is yet left of our once thriving planet. What will be the final cost for the Anthropocene epoch? Translation, the age of man? If we remain on the current course, short of a complete change of direction, near-term planetary omnicide will very, very soon be our final destination. So-called governments are, as a rule, nothing less than state-sponsored mafia. So-called elected officials and their appointees are the public face of those behind the curtain, of those that hide in the shadows, of those that are actually pulling the strings of the puppets in the highest posts, who carry out their bidding. Now, as converging catastrophes close in from every direction, biosphere and climate collapse being the bottom line, power structure total desperation is manifesting. Controlling and or culling populations is, for them, a top priority. Those behind the curtain know that if a critical mass of awakening were to occur within the ranks of already struggling populations around the world, they, the power structure, would lose control. They know that if military personnel and their families were to fully awaken and to fully face what they are being used for, paid mercenaries to carry out the bidding of those who control empires, if such a wake-up within the ranks of the military were to occur, the paradigm would shift. Another question: what will it take for such a wake-up to occur within the circles of our military brothers and sisters? How many of them will continue to be needlessly sacrificed under the completely fabricated premise of spreading freedom and democracy, when the reality on the front lines makes clear the only thing being spread is carnage and chaos in the pursuit of empire? Another question: how long will our military brothers and sisters continue to participate in the atmospheric aerosol spraying assault? Participating because those in power tell them that their participation in operations that amount to weather and biological warfare is for the greater good, which in reality it is anything but. To our military brothers and sisters, this appeal: please remember and consider the oath you have taken to protect your country and its citizens from all threats, both foreign and domestic. You did not take an oath to blindly and unquestioningly serve the dictates of empire. For the record, a just criticism of the actions and behavior of the U.S. government is not in any way to condone any other government. They are all criminal, all nothing less than organized crime syndicates. It is those at the top of the power pyramid that bear the brunt of responsibility. I fully understand and acknowledge that there are countless individuals working in government circles and the military who are doing their best to do what they believe to be right and good. But can a belief or a belief system ever be a just substitute for an honest and unbiased investigation, an examination of verifiable realities? How many of our military brothers and sisters must be sacrificed in power structure-created false flag events before the public and the rest of our military brothers and sisters are willing to wake up and examine the horizon? From Vietnam to Afghanistan to Iraq, the latter conflicts being fueled by the 9/11 false flag event, the controlled demolition of 3, not 2, World Trade Center high-rise buildings, a fact that has now been proven by peer-reviewed science study. The 9/11 event that was used by those in power to galvanize the U.S. population into blind support of the empire's ongoing invasions and occupations of resource-rich countries. These dots are not hard to connect. All it takes is the courage to clear the lens through which we view the world. And to be clear, doing so does take courage. The courage to rise above one's belief systems, to rise above the pressure from one's peers. All of this takes courage. Mark Twain said this, quote, "A man can seldom, very, very seldom, fight against his training. The odds are too heavy against it." Here is an example of that training, of power structure programming from last week. Listen to the words of total propaganda from the mouth of U.S. Secretary of Defense Mike Pompeo. Listen carefully.
Well, let me give you an idea of what's real. The West is winning. Freedom and democracy are winning. And by that, I don't mean just geographical nations. The West doesn't define a space or a piece of real estate. It's any nation that adopts a model of respect for individual freedom, free enterprise, national sovereignty. They're part of this idea of the West. I want to talk for a minute this morning about how sovereignty underpins our greatness collectively. Look, we patrol our borders to keep our people safe so that they can continue to worship, to work, and to make our countries great without disruption. We honor the right of every nation to carry on their affairs as they choose, so long as they don't try to interfere with our sovereignty or do harm to our friends. Look, we urge other nations to protect human dignity because we believe in unalienable rights. We support independent nations. Our signature military project together is a defensive alliance. We respect the rule of law, and we honor intellectual property rights. We don't interfere in other nations' elections. As my 29-year-old son would say, in the West, we just don't roll that way. You know, respect for sovereignty of nations is a secret of and central to our success. The West is winning.
Question: is it possible to fit more verifiable lies into 90 seconds than what Mr. Pompeo just accomplished? The West is winning? At what, Mr. Pompeo? Pushing the planet and its populations toward mathematically certain near-term omnicide in the pursuit of empire? Is that winning? Is that making America great again? For the record, it is America that is in the backyard of, or on the border of, or interfering with the business of countless nations. Not opinion, but indisputable fact. And again, I must state the following on the record so that I am not misquoted or misunderstood. The just and due criticism of the continuing criminal behavior of the U.S. government is absolutely not an endorsement of any other government. They are all criminal. It's not an endorsement of any other party. Also all criminal. Both sides of the U.S. so-called political divide. All criminals, all part of the same criminal cabal. Obama, Clinton, Bushes, all the rest. All of them part of the crime syndicate. But the degree of criminality and destruction is directly related to the degree of power a government holds. Connect that dot. Back to Pompeo's dissemination of total propaganda and falsehoods. That's designed to program populations to blindly believe and blindly follow. Mark Twain would and did state this, about such deception from those who represent criminal governments. There is nothing, Twain said, that training cannot do. Nothing is above its reach or below it. It can turn bad morals to good, good morals to bad. It can destroy principles. It can recreate them. It can debase angels to men and lift men to angelship. And it can do any one of these miracles in a year or even 6 months. Twain also said this: then men can be trained to manufacture their own patriotism. They can be trained to labor it out in their own heads and their own hearts and in the privacy and independence of their own premises. It can train them to stop taking their patriotism by command. And lastly, this from Mr. Twain, which I've stated before, but which I feel compelled to state again. In the beginning of change, the patriot is brave and scarce, hated and scorned. But in the end, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. For those that are inclined to think in black and white, and those who control empire have tried to program populations to do exactly that, please stand back and consider, where did your beliefs about the world come from? From what source? From what training? We are all drowning in a rapidly rising sea of lies and deception. We must all summon the courage to rise above it. The converging challenges we collectively face are existential. On that note, China, refusing to hand over evidence about the Wuhan biolab. From that report, U.S. Senator Tom Cotton says that China is refusing to hand over evidence concerning the biosafety level 4 research lab in Wuhan, despite a new report from biological scientists at the South China University of Technology saying it may have been the source of the coronavirus outbreak. Report continues stating scientists at the South China University of Technology concluded that, quote, the killer coronavirus probably originated from a laboratory in Wuhan. Yet in spite of this disclosure and others like it, corporate media continues to demonize anyone who suggests that this lab and other labs could be responsible for the release of such pathogens, labeling anyone who suggests so as a dangerous conspiracy theorist peddling, quote, fake news. The Orwellian world we live in, this virus is absolutely not an act of nature. It's not the fault of a bat or a snake or whatever other creature that the mainstream media and the power structure want to pin this on, or melting glaciers, all these sources that the bought and paid for science community is trying to program the population into believing is responsible for this outbreak, and this outbreak then being responsible for the economic and societal collapse, so we can blame it all on nature. How ludicrous is that? This virus is not an act of nature. The DNA profile proves that. And it's unfolding, as is biosphere and climate collapse. More headlines. Coronavirus breaks into China prisons as global markets and U.S. businesses take hit. That's from Reuters. Another headline from multiple sources. Iran says coronavirus has spread to more of its cities. Follow-up headline. Iran city is now in coronavirus lockdown. Schools and roads shut down. From the Miami Herald, this headline from yesterday. Italy sees virus cases quadruple in a day as clusters emerge around the country. And this headline. CDC warns coronavirus coming to U.S. will be, quote, tremendous public health threat, end quote. Question, what are some of the responses from the power structure to pandemics, or responses from some of the richest in the world to the collapsing biosphere? First, this from Medium.com and other sources. Quote, implantable digital ID vaccination system in development. That's the headline. Report states this: would you agree to have a microchip implanted in your body? Question mark. That's the question that Microsoft and a group of pharmaceutical companies are asking. The implant could help social workers and researchers keep up with who's up to date in their vaccinations. How wonderful. Total control. They're trying to take the control we have of our own body away from us. Will society allow that to happen more than it already has already? From the clinically insane at the top of the food chain for civilization. And this has happened because populations have been so complacent so far. I'm sorry, that's true. Those in power could not do what they do without the active or passive consent of populations. That's the fact of the matter, and that needs to change. Populations need to face unpleasant truths. I know it's difficult. I know it's unpleasant. How well I know that. But it must be done if we are to have any chance of changing the current realities we face. Vaccinations are not about the greater good. They contain neurotoxins, heavy metals, other toxic elements. That's indisputable science fact. I've been over that again and again and again. Pharmaceutical companies don't have blanket legal immunity from all prosecution for any death and injury they cause for no reason. These are very easy parts of the puzzle to connect. I'm asking people, again, to rise above that programming, to find the courage to rise above it, as I just covered moments ago, and to do honest investigation. From numerous sources, this about the collapsing climate. The world's richest man just pledged $10 billion to fight climate change. Jeff Bezos, founder and CEO of Amazon and the world's richest man, said Monday he was committing $10 billion to fund, or rather to tackle, climate change. In a post to his 1.4 million followers on Instagram, the e-commerce tycoon said the Bezos Earth Fund would, quote, fund scientists, activists, and NGOs, any effort that offers a real possibility to help preserve and protect the natural world. He went on to say climate change is the biggest threat to our planet. Jeff Bezos, whose net worth is estimated to be around $130 billion. Mr. Bezos, acknowledge climate engineering to start with. Understand there can be no legitimate discussion about the climate or the state of the climate without first and foremost acknowledging the climate engineering atrocities. Secondly, there can be no legitimate discussion about climate engineering without acknowledging patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, i.e. engineered cool downs, very toxic temporary cooling at the cost of a worsened overall warming. Let's move on with that subject, on which all else depends, biosphere collapse. From sciencealert.com, NASA has detected millions of methane hotspots littering the Arctic. From that report, if this tundra melts, no if, no could, may, might, it's happening. It releases methane and other carbon emissions into the atmosphere, further accelerating global warming. This is a feedback loop, and over this again and again. Another headline report, climate alert. Scientists have found that the Antarctic Thwaites Glacier, which is so enormous that it's been called the Doomsday Glacier, is melting much faster than previously thought. What have we said at geoengineeringwatch.org for over a decade? It's far worse than anything we've been told. That's what the frontline data stated. That's what our conclusions were always based on, verifiable frontline fact. And now, because it can no longer be hidden, some mainstream sources have been forced to start acknowledging reality. From multiple sources, this: 500,000 mussels appear to have cooked alive on a New Zealand beach. From that report, hundreds of thousands of mussels cooked to death in New Zealand due to rising temperatures in New Zealand's oceans. This has already happened on the California coast. How hot can it get? The science community and mainstream media are being paid and pressured to withhold the answer to that question from populations. We are on the fast track to a scientific scenario known as Venus Syndrome. That means, in the geologic blink of an eye, due to runaway climate collapse, our planet turns into a lifeless ball of rock resembling Venus. Don't believe that's possible? I understand. But all I'm asking is to do legitimate, honest, unbiased, objective research. That's all we ask at geoengineeringwatch.org. From the LA Times and other sources, rising seas already overwhelm the Bay Area. Time is running out for California to act. Time is running out for the entire human race to act. Another headline from multiple sources, Indonesia's disappearing islands, a climate crisis wake-up call for Jakarta. Another headline also from multiple sources, Miami will be underwater soon. Its water supply could go first. From the climate engineering cover-up source, theweathernetwork.com, this: three strange things happening on the Great Lakes this month. From that report, the Great Lakes are buzzing with activity this winter, with conditions aligning to create the perfect setting for ice balls, ice volcanoes, and ice shards. Welcome to chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. Question: how do you get 50 and 75 pound perfectly spherical ice balls on the shores of lakes with water that is far above freezing temperatures? This is a result of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, please research the engineering winter section at geoengineeringwatch.org. Look at patents, look at lab footage of these chemical and biological ice nucleating elements being put into beakers of water that freeze instantly. This is the kind of technology that is being used. Patented technologies for seeding cloud moisture with these endothermic reacting elements to create engineered cool downs on the surface. Shallow layer of cold, dense air that settles to the surface, lowers temperatures, creates the kind of sensationalized headlines that the corporate media uses to confuse and divide populations as to the true state and immediacy of abrupt climate collapse. On that note, just this kind of headline from the Watchers.News, quote, brutal cold, ice storms and snow worsen conditions for displaced in northern Syria, children freezing to death. That is weather warfare. That is winter weather warfare being waged on Syria, children dying as well. While the planet overall descends in total meltdown, we have these anomalous cool downs happening all over the eastern half of the U.S. is another prime zone for these cool downs, again, confusing and dividing the most populated portions of the U.S. as to the true state of climate collapse. In regard to the chemical ice nucleating elements and the dispersions, what the mix contains, surfactants are one element. Surfactants used in soaps as well. It is listed on the materials list for aluminum nanoparticulates from American Elements Corporation, a primary materials supplier likely for climate engineering. So with these surfactants in the mix, snow now is often unimaginably slick and slippery, even for those who thought they were used to driving in snow. It's a very, very different composition. So thus we see headlines like this from last week. Nearly 70 injured as 200 vehicles involved in pileup in snowy Montreal. This material is completely different from naturally nucleated snow. And I speak from firsthand experience. I spent my childhood in the San Gabriel Mountains in snow that we could drive vehicles through up to the floorboard. Can't anymore. This snow is often like concrete and unimaginably slippery. It's a non-naturally nucleated element. Again, and we know that it's full of these other constituents because we've done lab tests on it. Not just the heavy metals, aluminum, barium, strontium, but also polymer fibers and surfactants. Extraordinarily slippery. That's why we see the massive sea foaming events as they're spraying these mixes over oceans. We see foam running off in gutters and streets when these surfactants are coming down in the rain. So again, consider what you see, compare it to your childhood if you've been around long enough to remember when things were different, and connect the dots. Moving on, from the weathernetwork.com, hundreds of plant and animal species, quote, could be gone by 2070. Let me read an excerpt from this report, then let me dissect it. The report states, if we do not start taking action to mitigate the effects of human-caused climate change, the impact on global biodiversity could be devastating during the next 50 years, according to a new study conducted by scientists from the University of Arizona, paid disinformation liars. That's what these people are. So let's look at some statistical facts. They say things could get bad in 50 years. What do we have right now? We've lost 60% of Earth's wildlife populations in the last 40 years. 60%. At the current rate of wildlife die-off before the Australian apocalypse happened, we face, mathematically speaking, 0 hour for no wildlife left on planet Earth by 2026. And that's if the rate of die-off didn't increase, and it has, starting with the inclusion of the Australian wildlife apocalypse, 2026. And we have so-called scientists tell us, gee, we could have some problems in the next 50 years if we don't change our course. Total pacification. Where is the honor in academia? It is almost completely lacking. I have such disdain for most of academia at this point because there's been so little courage shown, and I realize they're risking their jobs and their paychecks and their pensions, but how much will any of that matter on a dead planet? How much? The courage has been completely programmed out of academia. Everybody's hiding in their cabins on the Titanic while the whole Titanic goes down. How much sense does that make? Academicians need to find their courage, ask themselves why they're here, band together, and stand up and do something before we run out of time. That's what I'm asking. From the economiccollapseblog.com, this. Global crop failures continue in Australia. This is going to be the worst harvest ever recorded. From that report, global food production is being hit from seemingly every side, thanks to absolutely crazy weather patterns, no mention of climate engineering, giant locust armies in Africa and the Middle East, and an unprecedented outbreak in African swine flu. Biological warfare mixed into this. We don't know where these viruses came from that are affecting the livestock. Certainly, we know where it's coming from, affecting human populations. That is crystal clear. But the biosphere is imploding, and we have academicians telling us we could, may, might have a problem in 50 years. We live in an asylum. Let's continue with this headline from newstrust.org. Quote, climate disruption threatens health and future of all children, commission warns. Do we really need the commission to tell us that? And climate disruption, of course, they do not mention the climate engineering elephant in the sky. No official source does. No mainstream media source does. They simply cower in the corner, doing what they're told. They're carrying out the marching orders of those in power without question. That's the kind of programming that is not patriotism. It's cowardice, absolute cowardice. It needs to change. It must change immediately. And that change will take all of us. And none of us are helpless. Too many times I have been told by countless individuals, quote, we can't change anything, so let's just go about our lives until the end. I can't accept that. I won't accept that. And I won't play that part ever. And how can we ever know what we can accomplish unless we try? And how can we enjoy any part of our lives if we turn two blind eyes to what's unfolding? How can we look our children in their eyes? How can we look ourselves in the mirror? The only responsibility any of us has is to do our best. And if we do that, however the story ends, it ends well, because we have played our part in the drama as best we could. And no one can take that from us. No one. From sciencedaily.com, methane emitted by humans vastly underestimated. Across the board, everything radically underestimated. Now it can't be hidden, so now it's starting to come to light. From NPR, this, how warming winters are affecting everything. And yes, the winters are warming, the whole year is warming, the whole planet is warming, and the only variance in that is the weather whiplash engineered cool downs when enough moisture is available to the climate engineers to chemically nucleate. Many of the winter storms now coming straight out of the record warm Gulf of Mexico, and our meteorological community pretends this is normal, or that nothing's going on in our skies, or that climate engineering isn't yet happening. Help to hold such individuals accountable by sending them credible printed data, even do it certified so you have a record, so they know you have a record that they received that data. Hold them accountable. Include other people in the conversations when you email credible data to these people so that the individuals like meteorologists know that many people are listening to that conversation. Hold them accountable, peacefully, professionally, but hold them accountable. Back to the ongoing weather warfare. California is again being dried out. The precipitation is being cut off from the western state. We can see this on satellite imagery. We can see the blanket grid pattern spraying. We can see the effect of ionosphere heater induced high pressure zones forcing the moisture offshore, keeping it from coming onshore. Question, is Western North America again being prepared for firestorm cataclysms in the coming months? Again, geoengineers appear to be using intensely burning fires to help further load the atmosphere with sun-blocking particulates from the smoke to provide temporary cooling in parts of the world, most specifically the polar regions, but at what cost? At the cost of ensuring that none of us gets out alive. So even in this last week, even as dry as it's been in California, unimaginably dry, streams are going dry here now. In much of the north of the state, the U.S. Drought Monitor still showed zero drought. Zero. Finally, though, some sources are starting to acknowledge what's unfolding from the LA Times last week. Is California headed back into drought, or did we ever really leave one? No, we never left one. We never did. Where I live, we're about 250 inches of rain short for the last decade. 250. Forest is dying by the day. Fir trees are dying everywhere. The ones that are still alive are barely hanging on. And what's the excuse given by official sources? It's just the fault of the beetles, or we're not cutting down enough trees. All of this propagandistic deception with no acknowledgement of the human factor in the equation, in this case climate engineering and the havoc it is wreaking on the forest, the life support systems, the rain cycles, poisoning soils and waters. Let's just blame it on nature. Let's blame it on the beetles in the case of the trees. Let's blame the coronavirus on a snake or a bat or a melting glacier. The human propensity to want to put blame anywhere but where it deserves to be, that must change. Back to the cutting off of moisture from the U.S. West, this. From multiple sources, Colorado River flow shrinks from climate crisis, risking severe water shortages. Vegas, Las Vegas is hanging by a thread. I'm dealing with a U.S. Air Force Major General there trying to alert the whole city government of Las Vegas. The geoengineeringwatch.org materials, our 20-page booklets, are being distributed to city government in Las Vegas, awakening them to the fact that the reason that the lake on which their lives depend, Lake Mead, is drying up is because climate engineering operations are cutting off the flow of moisture into the western U.S. That's the fact of the matter. Weather warfare. This report from multiple sources, quote, extreme weather could spark economic recession, the likes of which we've never seen before, research warns. Doesn't take a scientist to tell us that. Again, biosphere collapse will force economic and societal collapse. There is no other possibility. Now consider this new headline report of incomprehensible idiocy and distraction from the New York Times. Quote, as sea levels rise, scientists offer a bold idea. Dam the North Sea. Can you even imagine such a statement being made? We're going to dam the North Sea, from the science community? That's what much of the so-called science community is about now, peddling absolutely absurd so-called science proposals while continuing to emphatically deny the climate engineering elephant in the sky. Moving on, from the UK Guardian and other sources, quote, the only uncertainty is how long we'll last, a worst-case scenario for the climate in 2050. Again, headline of pacification claiming that trouble is still decades off. This headline, this report, as dire as it may seem to some, is actually a form of public pacification because the vast majority, even with the horizon that close, 30 years away, to most, the threat still doesn't seem real. And what we face and what is unfolding right now, by the day, won't seem real until it is. And it will come like a tornado in the night when collapse hits home. And it's coming. It's coming at blinding speed. I don't have time to cover much of this report, but I want to cover this one excerpt. It says this, quote, melting permafrost is also releasing ancient microbes that today's humans have never been exposed to and as a result have no resistance to. Trying to blame pandemics on nature. Melting glaciers again, or bats or snakes. This is an engineered pandemic. Many others have been engineered as well. There are biolabs all over the globe that are in existence for this exact purpose, for this exact type of research. The power structure views populations as not only expendable, but an increasing liability. This applies most specifically to the U.S. population. That is going to be the most difficult for those in power to control. They know it. And as unfolding climate and biosphere collapse forces their hand, they are playing their cards. They are tightening the noose around our collective necks. It's absolutely what's happening. Never forget that all these pieces of the puzzle connect. They're all part of the bigger picture. As geoengineeringwatch.org has stated on the record for over a decade, climate and biosphere collapse, as I stated, will push power structure desperation. As the crimes of the power structure get ever closer to being exposed, that factor will also fuel even more power structure desperation. Question, how will populations respond to what is unfolding? Consider this quote, author unknown, one day soon, many will hang their heads in shame when they realize the evil they defended and the heroes they ridiculed. Now consider this quote from Marianne Radmacher. She said this, courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow. Maya Angelou said this, courage is the most important of all the virtues because without courage, we can't practice any other virtue consistently. All that any of us is ever responsible for is to do our best, to exercise correctly, virtuously, courageously, the only thing that we can ever truly call our own, our will. This gift of free will cannot be taken, ever. Does this mean we can't be oppressed or brutalized or worse by those who wield external power? No. What it means is that no matter what we face, our will, our virtue, our honor is ours alone to defend and to protect. Our ability to choose the right path, no matter how great the odds are against us. If a collective awakening can be triggered, if a critical mass of global populations was mobilized to expose and halt the insanity, to alter the current course of mathematically certain near-term omnicide, we may yet accomplish profound good even at this late hour. See the Activist Suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to find out how you can help with the critical effort to sound the alarm and wake the masses. Arm yourself with credible printed data from a credible source. Share when and where you can. Make yourself heard. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.